So Pasuk said, Titzu Ruchi Yashav Lad Mosai. When his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. What happens? Bayomahu, on that day, when his spirit departs, Avdu Eshnoisav. All his plans perish. We're feeble. We're mortal. All the things we thought we were going to do. All the big talk. All the dreams, all the hopes and the aspirations. All the plans. Gone. What is this word, Eshnoisav? Shimshul for Hirsch traces the root of Eshton to Eshes with an ayin, which I'll be the Gemara in Menachas of Chafches Amid Aleph. Eshes means something solid, massive, like a chunk of metal. So what does that mean? Man devises colossal projects. We attempt to safeguard our undertakings. But when Hashem wants, all these massive plans crumble to nothing. Wow. We think we'd have to succeed. We think we've got these plans that are grandiose. They will immortalize us. They will enable people to remember us long after we're gone. But so often that's just not the case. And all these great plans, all these great ideas, are literally consigned to the dustbin of history. So what is Eshnoisav? There's a Baal Tosas Arid. It says Koicha Gvurasa, it means strength, it means might, Chaskasa. There's a Pasuk in Eiv, the Ashtes Shanon. Strength. Rashi says, Eshte Shanon is this quiet, confident sense that I'm going to be okay. And then we're not. So this is a pasuk about the vulnerability of life, the fragility of life. The Ibn Ezra says, Avdu Eshnoisav is the thoughts. It's based on a pasuk in Yonah, Aleph Vav, Ulayus Ashes. Which actually there says is Lashon Machshava. All our great plans, all our thoughts, gone. The Ivets goes with the Ibn Ezra. And say, yeah, it's all the thoughts that are gone. But our good deeds, no. Those stick around forever. Those actually are the things that give us a sense of security in the future. They're the things, Ashtas Shanon, that we can take a sense of security from. The contribution that we make to the world. Truth is, that even a positive thought, a thought, L'chvayt Hashem, for Hashem's honour, even if that doesn't come into the physical world, nonetheless, Hashem keeps that, treasures it, keeps it with him forever. There's a Marasha that says every machshava and every ratzon tov, every good will, every good thought creates a malach. That's halukah malachav. So it's good thoughts, good actions last forever. It's the grandiose ones that often we take with us to the grave.